thank you today for your grace and your love. I pray your blessing on every life here. Help us to know your purpose and know your plan in and through our lives. In Jesus' name I pray. And everybody said amen. I want to read you a couple of scriptures, but I just want to continue on that thought that I was on just before the offering this morning, that all through my life I was told things that I couldn't do. I knew more about my life of what I couldn't do than what I could do. I never had anybody in my life when I was younger, smaller, saying, you could do this, you can be this, you, whatever you put your hand to, God will prosper. I never had that. And because of that, has a propensity to shrink down the ability that you have to think any bigger than that little phrase that has been attached in and over your life. But I believe with all of my heart that God has changed that. I know he's changed it in my life, and he's continually to change it, because I continually are exposed to things that I have to believe bigger for. I have to allow God to expand me. But the Bible says in Acts 10:38, God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and power, and he went around doing good and healing all that were oppressed or all that were under the power of the devil, because God was with him, not just then, but right now. This power is available to you and I right now. And Jesus wants to do this in our lives right now. Today, he wants to do this. 1 John 3:8 says, the reason the Son of Man appeared was to destroy the devil's work. And that is why he wants to do that. And you can be here today and you can say, well, you know, I just really don't believe there's a devil. And you are in the perfect place for that very devil that you don't believe in to take control of your life. Because he'd love it if you didn't believe in his power. He'd love it if you didn't believe that he could try to come in and to destroy your life. But God gives us a way out of that. He gives us something bigger and something greater that we can learn from. 2 Corinthians 10, Paul says, though we live in the world, we don't wage war like the world does. Well, they did me wrong, so I'm going to get them back. This happened to me, somebody else is going to pay for what happened to me. And God says, we don't have to fight that way. You don't have to do that. He goes on to say, he says, the weapons that we fight with, they're not weapons of the world. On the contrary, they have divine power to demolish strongholds. Divine power. They are divinely empowered by God to demolish. And I'm going to tell you what a stronghold is in just a minute. He says, we demolish arguments and every pretension that sets itself up against the knowledge of God. How do we demolish it? In our own strength? No, in the strength of God, through prayer, through knowing what God says about us. It doesn't matter what people say about you, because if you know what God says about you, you can move on, you can be successful, you can be who God has called and created you to be. He goes on to say, he says, and we take captive every thought to make it and to bring it into the obedience of Christ. So any negative thing that comes to your life, any negative word that is spoken into your heart or into your life, you take captive of it, not by your own strength. And you don't say, I'll never forget that. I'm going to remember that for as long as I live. No, we lay the power of God's word and his spirit against that and let God push that out of our way and let him open the way for you and I to walk in freedom and hope and blessing and the favor and the grace and the best that God has for you and I. The word stronghold means an area in your life that will not let you go. Think about that just a moment. An area in your life that will not let you go. A thought, maybe an anger, maybe it's a financial need, maybe it's something in your family, maybe it's a habit that you can't get through and you can't get over, and somebody has told you in your life and has allowed that to define who you are. It means a prisoner locked by deception, living life, excuse me, by something that is not true. Living life by something that is not true. I love to read about this, and I read this article on neuroscience. Now, just stay with me, okay? Don't tune me out, because I just got a little plug in the middle of this. And neuroscience is the study of the brain and the nervous system. It says in this study that neurons that fire together, they wire together. In other words, these thoughts in our minds, be good or negative, they have the propensity to wire themselves into the fabric of who you are and what you believe you can be or what you believe you can't be. And it says it describes an experience dependent on neuroplasticity. Don't ask me to repeat this later. I'm not going to. It's the concept that our brains are shaped by our thoughts and our experiences. This is so incredible to me because they take their science literally from what the Word of God tells us to do. It says that our brains that fire frequently become more sensitive. The more we think about certain thoughts, the more our brains will become more sensitive. And they go on in the study, they say, our experiences and our thoughts can lead to the growth of a new synapses and even change our genes in our lives. Now, just let me expound on that. He goes on to say in the study, it'll alter the very structure of our brain and the way we think and the way we process. This is really incredible. And, most of you have heard this before, how an elephant is raised. When an elephant is born, beautiful, cute little thing, and their owner or trainer or whoever will put a rope around their leg or a chain, and they will keep them connected to that all through their lives as they're growing up and will train them that they can't go past with that rope or that chain. Well, the reality of it is when that baby elephant is born and then when it grows up, it grows from a baby that maybe weigh 300, 400 pounds. I know moms are thinking right now, a baby that weighs 300 or 400 pounds. But that elephant will grow into an animal that weighs up to 13,000 pounds, 6.5 tons, and still have the same little chain on them that keeps them contained because their brain has told them, I can't go past what this chain will let me go past. I will not be able to go beyond where this has always held me to. And I'm talking to somebody today that you have lived your life with that chain wrapped around your leg. You have lived your life with that little string or whatever it is holding you back from something that somebody has told you or tried to make you think you are, that God says you are not that. You are a different person. You are an incredibly blessed person. The enemy would try to tell you that you are helpless and that you are powerless. And if you were like me when you were a child, you would know this. Because when I was a child, I was told by a parent in my home, you're no good. You will never amount to anything. You'll never be this. You'll never be that. I was always told, you're just a fat little square-headed kid. You'll always be ugly. You are ugly, and that's it. And some of you, when I say that, it's cute as it might seem now, you can't believe that anybody would call this specimen ugly, fat. But the reality of it is that I'm not alone in that. That some of you have been treated like that. And you've got that chain around your leg that says you can't ever move past this. You can't ever be anything different. This is who you are. This is who you were born to be. And you'll always be that way. And can I tell you today, with all the love in my heart, nothing could be further from the truth. That God wants you to be more than you ever thought you could be. He wants to take you and transcend you beyond anything that you have ever experienced, beyond the lie that the enemy has tried to tell you. And let me say this, that whenever we believe the lie that the enemy has told us, we empower the lie in our lives. Whenever we buy into what the lie says, we empower it. And it becomes that stronghold in our life that says, you got to stay here. You cannot be anything but this. This is where you belong. And God says, not so. He says, I'm going to move you beyond that. I feel the Lord just telling me today. I felt this all week. Yesterday, I just felt God just saying, He's going to move you beyond where you are. He's going to take you higher. He's going to take you further. He's going to do more in you. For some that are in this room today, you're going to look around a year from now and you're going to say, I don't know how this changed in my life. I don't know how I got to where I am. But you're going to look back and you're going to say, look what the Lord has done in my life. Come on today. Let me tell you some symptoms of a lie or a stronghold in your life that you'll know when I say this. Boy, I've got that. Number one is you get a loss of focus. Your mind is consumed by what you are not. Your mind is consumed by the lie that somebody has told you and that you've believed. That you're not loved. That you'll never learn. You'll never be anything else. Man, when I told you that, when I said Dr. Nathan Sanders, he's my son Ryan's professor from Elam Bible College. I mean, if you knew where he came from, for me to say that, you'd know that was an amazing miracle. And that's what God does. And you can't, the enemy will cause you to try to lose your focus on what you are called to be. But you gotta push past that. The enemy will all, another symptom, he'll cause you to feel controlled by it. When I thought about this, I think about habits and addictions that try to control certain people and define them and keep them fastened into that life, into that lifestyle. And nothing could be further from the truth. I have people, they've gotten upset at me when I talk about AA. And I don't mean to say anything negative about it. I think it's done an amazing amount of good. But one thing, and I'll say it until the day I die, I do not agree with someone who has been set free by God's power, who hasn't touched alcohol or drugs in 20 years, and has to get up and say, I'm an alcoholic. I might have been that. I may have that propensity to be that, but that's not who I am. I am a new creature in Christ. Old things have been passed away, and behold, all things are new. The Bible says I'm the head and not the tail. I'm above and not beneath. I'm out front. I'm going to lead this sucker. I am not going to let it consume my life. I'm not going to be controlled by it. Another thing it does, it consumes our emotional energy to the point where, and I hear this from people who say, I just don't have any more. Oh, I'm just emotionally drained. Can I tell you right in the middle of that, you just shake yourself and lean into the power of God and let Him, if you're emotionally drained by some lie that the enemy or somebody has put on you, step away from that and fill yourself up with the breath and the power of who God says you are. You are not that. And then another symptom is that he'll use everything he can to distract you from your person. Listen to this. He will take you off course of what you are called to be. Hear me now. Some of you haven't even realized the calling of who you are. I was thinking about, I think about so many people. I think about Brad. I think about Chris. I think about my boys. I think about Paulie up in the sound booth today. I remember the day Paulie first walked in here. I mean, if the police officer was here that day like he is today, I'd have him handcuff him and take him out of here. I mean, he looked scary now, but then he looked really scary. No, just having fun. It's Paulie, man. Hey, it's Paulie. The guy, Paulie, has traveled the world. Why? Because of what people said he was? You'll never amount to anything. And the enemy tried to put cancer on him and kill him. And God rose him up, lifted him up out of that, and now he's traveled the world. Come on! But the enemy wants to distract you from your purpose. I'm talking to somebody here. Because the Lord wants to use you for that. Maybe it's for you. Maybe it's a mission trip. Maybe it's a ministry. Maybe it's just you coming to one of these Bible studies or even just making church a regular habit in your life so that you can come and sit next to somebody else that's going through something and you just put your hand on their shoulder and say, hey, you're going to make it. You're going to be okay. Do you know that's one of the most important things about you being in the house of God? It's just not you listening to somebody talk to you all the time. It's you being used of God to tell somebody else that you may be sitting next to, hey, you're going to make it. You're going to be all right. Hey, it's so good to see you today. Do you know you may be the only person that they see all week that tells them it's good to see you today? Amen. But he wants to take you off from your purpose. And some people, they die with these strongholds that keep them from the destiny that God has called them to. Oh, people are going to go to heaven. They've got, and I don't want to go to any more. I've been to funerals where young men and women, they love the Lord, but they get caught up in this stronghold in their life, and it destroys their life. And then there'll be the religious people that stand at the funeral and say, well, you know, it's too bad. They made that mistake. It was the last thing they did, and now they're living a life away from God. And I just want to tell that person, shut up. You don't know what you're talking about. The grace and the mercy of God will take you beyond anything that you humanly can imagine or understand. But what I want to tell you today is that person that loses their life, the enemy is thankful because he kept them from fulfilling the destiny that is on their lives. See, God has got a great plan. He's got a purpose for you and I to fulfill today. And it could be just you being here and putting your arm around somebody else and saying, come on, you're going to make it. You could get through this. You can do this. And I wish I could come out and put my arm around every one of you right now today and look at you right in the eye. Maybe you're going through something today and tell you, you're going to make it. It's going to be okay. You know how empowering that is? But the enemy wants to rob us. These are symptoms that a lie is controlling your life. And one more, he wants to rob us of the abundant life that God has come to give us. John 10:10 says, the enemy comes to kill, steal, and destroy. Jesus said, I've come to give you life, to give it to you in an abundant way. So my prayer for everyone here today is this. Paul told Timothy in 2 Timothy 2:26 that they will come to their senses and escape the trap of the devil who has taken them captive to do his will. And you don't have to walk around with a pitchfork in your hand and put a little red horned hat on to do the will of the enemy. You can just fail to fulfill God's will in your life today. Let that simmer in you just a minute. So how do you overcome these? I'm going to share these three thoughts. I'm going to close here. We're going to partake in communion together. And what a beautiful moment today for you and I to partake in communion together. Listen to what the Bible says in Luke 11. I'm reading it out of the Message translation. It says, when a strong man armed to the teeth stands guard in his front yard, his property is safe and sound. But what if a stronger man comes along with superior weapons? And that's what's happening for some of you today. The enemy has been in your front yard saying, no admittance. I got this. I got this man. I got this woman. But a stronger man, his name is Jesus, is coming today. He says, what if a stronger man comes along with superior weapons? Then he's beaten at his own game. The arsenal that gave him confidence is hauled off and his precious possessions plundered. God said he's able to plunder that. So how do you go through this? How do you get past this? I'm going to share these three things and I'm going to close. Number one, you got to take back your thought life. What are you lending your ears to? Maybe it's hindering you from moving on to being what God has called you to be. Maybe you're just listening to everything that's negative and not constructive in your life. I am amazed at the nonsense that people listen to. Take your thought life back. Romans 8, 5, and 6. Those who are dominated by the sinful nature, they think about sinful things. But those who are controlled by the Holy Spirit think about things that please the Spirit. He goes on and he says, if your sinful nature controls your mind, there is death. There's an end to it. But if the Holy Spirit controls your mind, there's life and there's peace. My goodness, you can have peace today. You can have it. Romans 12:2, Paul says, don't copy the behavior and the customs of this world. But let God transform you into a new person by changing the way that neuron works in your brain, the way you think. Because my life will never change until I change the way I think. And as our thinking changes, our behaviors will move also in that direction. Don't say and keep on saying, I want to lose weight. But then you go in the grocery store and the first thing you throw in your basket is the Twinkies and the sweet rolls and the potato chips and the French onion dip. I know what I'm talking about here. Come on. Your behaviors will change. Number two, you got to identify the lie, the stronghold. What is the area in your life that the enemy has convinced you that this is who you are and you always will be? And I'm here to say today, not so fast. That's not so. Hey, no. That rope or that little chain that's holding you does not have the power to dominate your life and your future. John 8:44, it says, when the devil lies, he speaks his native language, for he is a liar. He is a liar, and he's the father of lies. My grandson Gabriel, if we're kidding and we're sitting around, and you know, I'll be, you know, it'll be middle of Christmas vacation. I'll say, Gabe, I got a call from your principal. He goes, what do you want? Because he knows I know his principal. What do you want? He says, he's cutting short vacation, and you all got to be at school tomorrow. You know what Gabe will say? He'll put his hand up and he'll say, that's a lie. Just like that. That's a lie. You won't. That's what you and I got to do. When we hear stuff that's not true, you got to. That's a lie. Come on, practice it right now. On the count of three, everybody say, that's a lie. One, two, three, say it. That's a lie. Say it again like you really mean it. On the count of three. One, two, three.
That's a lie.
Get that in your brain. I can't do this. That's a lie. I'm going to fail in it. That's a lie. I can't be that. That's a lie. I'll never be successful. That's a lie. I could never preach the gospel. That's a lie. I could never sing a song. That's a lie. I could never have a great job. That's a lie. I could never own my own home. That's a lie. I could never drive a good car. That's a lie. I could never have a car. That's a lie. And then last, replace the lie with the truth of God by putting new thinking into your lives, into that neurons in your mind. Quit thinking things. Quit saying, I can't do this. Oh, I'm not saying that you're not going to get nervous. I'm not going to say you're going to face something you're going to get a little nervous about. Face that every day. I participated yesterday in a little competition in our gym to raise money for the Crossroads. I walk in, she's got all this tape up and all these barbells and everything. And I've been going for a long time. Yet I come in there and all these young people in there, they're all strapping. I mean, they got huge muscles and walking around. Here I come walking in. I'm telling you, I'm a little nervous. I'm sitting over the side. And I'm looking, I'm thinking, am I going to do this? And I've done it. But I'm still thinking. I'm nervous. I'm afraid. But you know what? Sometimes you got to step past that fear. Say, yeah, I'm going to do this. If you got to blindfold yourself so you can't see sometimes where you're going. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, evidence not yet seen. Sometimes you don't need to see in front of you. Sometimes you just got to close your eyes. You got to step over that line and say, I'm going to do this. I didn't come in first, but I sure didn't come in last. Come on today. Come on. You got to replace it with the truth of God. Ephesians 6 says, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you can stand against every lie of the enemy. And how do you do it? Verse 17 and 18 says it. Take up the sword of the Spirit. That's the word of God. And then he says in verse 18, pray. Make these exercises a reality in your life. Make them become who you are. quit saying I'm always going to be that way. My goodness, it breaks my heart because I was there. I know what it's like when people say, you'll never amount to nothing. You're no good. You are good. In fact, you're not only good, you're great. In fact, you're not only great, you're incredible. You not only got a great plan for your life, you got an incredible destiny for your life because God is behind you. And when you don't think you can, He's right there with you, pushing you a little farther. Say, yes, you can. Yes, I will. Come on, say that. Yes, I can. Come on, say that. Say, yes, I can. Come on, you're not all saying it. Say, yes, I can. Say, yes, I will. Say it one more time. Yes, I can. Yes, I will. Come on, put your hands together for the Lord this morning. Come on. I want those that are going to help with communion, please come. Come now. Right here, right now, if you've never given your life to Jesus, this is the perfect moment for you to do it. There's not going to be any sparks that fly. Not going to be any smoke coming into the room right where you're at today. Just say, Lord, forgive me of my sin. You're looking. The Apostle Paul said that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of who I am the chief. Let Him save you today. Give Him your life. Ask Him to come in. He's not saying you got to be perfect. He's just saying, let me in. You can do that right now, right where you're at. You don't have to wait for anybody. You don't have to wait for anything special. Just say, Lord, come into my heart. And when you do that, He will come in. He will begin to change you. When you receive the cup and the bread, hold it. We'll all partake together today. He's helping you right now, making you into a new creature. I was, during worship this morning, I was thinking about different people in here that have gone through struggles and challenges in their lives that broke them into dust. I'm saying that most of you are thinking, yeah, that's me. But I've had that intimate connection with some in the darkest moment of their lives. When everything looked like it'd never change. Yeah, Wayne, you got your hand up. I remember the grace that God showed my friend Wayne and Shawnee. I was thinking of Ron Thurber, Barb, this morning. I was thinking of the pain that in those darkest, hurtful, traumatic moments, when you receive the cup and the bread, hold it. Just close your eyes. Just receive from God. Those dark moments of our lives when we think there's no way out. And all of a sudden, God allows us to see just this little glimmer of light shine, poke its way through the darkness of our heart and our lives. Well, I know I'm talking to somebody right now. You're in that. He's shining His light to you right now. Just receive that. Just when you get the cup and the bread, just hold it. We'll all partake together, but just close your eyes. Let God minister to you right now. It's a beautiful moment in the house of the Lord this morning. Thank you, God. Praise your name. If you were not served and you want to be, raise your hand up real high so these folks, they can see and make sure everyone that desires. Still talking to that person that you haven't given your life to Christ yet. You need to do that right now. Say, Jesus, take over my heart. Be the Lord and the master of my life. I give you my life. Forgive me of every evil I've ever committed, thought, done. Be my master, I pray today. Thank you, Lord. Jesus, in the night in which he was betrayed, as he had those closest with him, the Bible says he took bread. He gave thanks, he broke it, and he gave it. He said, "This is my body, which is broken for you. As often as you eat this, you remember what I have done for you." Let's partake of the bread together, the body of the Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In the same way, the Bible says he took the cup. He said, "This is my blood that will be shed, poured out for many." When he shed his blood on Calvary's tree, he paid for your sin and mine. The Bible says in Isaiah, the chastisement of our peace was on him. He's come to give you peace today. Take away that agitated heart. And then he said, "By his stripes, we are healed." I pray strength and healing over every life that is here today. Cancer, heart conditions, diabetes. In the name of Jesus, I pray strength over your life today. He took the cup. He said, "As often as you drink this, you remember what I have done." Let's drink of the cup of the Lord Jesus. Prayer people, if you'd make your way to the front. Spirit of the living God, have your way in every heart. Have your way in every life. I pray for my friends today that not one will leave here thinking or believing that they are anything less than what you have called and created them to be. God, I pray your blessing, your love, and your life to be a part of every person here today. In Jesus' name I pray. And everyone said amen. I love you so much and thank God for you. If you need prayer for anything before you leave today, you come on down. Let these folks pray for you. If you prayed and gave your heart to Jesus, any one of these people here today will help you. They give you a Bible. We want to help you, okay? So don't leave. If you prayed that prayer for the first time, there's some young men in here. I felt in my heart, you're going to give your life to Christ today. Come down and see one of these men here today. Let them pray with you. Believe God with you. Go in his grace. I love you. Don't run out. You got a few minutes. Grab some beverage, a little snack on the way out.